in a vacuum, a bird and a feather fall at the same speed, though this hardly seems relevant as no one lives in a vacuum. Here, birds drop from the sky all the time. Unsinging, their bodies look groomed for the dive, but I've never seen a lone feather float down. I suppose what a thing wears is its to destroy. Feathers, fur, or skin, all gift-wrapping. I am no less noble when naked, especially when viewed behind smoked glass, through which I appear pale and immortal, foggy with bravura, like the prince buried beside the sword that struck him dead. It could still happen. I could be smacked by an Olympian thunderbolt and bear a living child, thirsty for life as a fish finning out a net. Stranger things occur all the time. A statue of a horse comes to life and charges through a church. The priest flees screaming while the choir stays put. Cowards will always prefer chaos, thinking it easy to hide in confusion, but nothing is horror-proof. A trapdoor falls away, a harbor town smears off a map, and even our hands disassemble into 27 separately breakable bones.